Why are there so many conspiracies spreading about what seems to be a pretty open and shut case?
Open and shut. Well, it seems like they're trying to shut it. And they're trying to shut it all right on our mouths because they don't want us to open it. They want us to shut it. So this is not an open and shut case by any means.
Who does it seem that way?
Erica Kirk went on with Zionist Barry Weiss on CBS on Saturday. And this might seem like old news to you by now, but I'm going to tell you some of the things that people are missing. And I think this is the moment when she lost the interview. This is the moment right here. I'm going to start it off with the one. Here's when everybody saw through the facade, you know, because TPUSA is throwing up a widow to try to shield themselves from questions. That's what they're doing. The Zionists, Israel, and TPUSA is trying to throw a widow at us to try to silence our questions. And she's bad at it.
It should work. That's the thing. It should absolutely work.
But yeah, Erica Kirk is so bad at it, it does not work. She very much like Debbie Wasserman Schultz, very much like Hillary Clinton. When people get a good look at her, they don't like her. And that's what's happening. And so she's all about, remember she came out and she forgave Tyler Robinson even before anybody knows anything about the case. She forgave him.
That was good of her. I feel like.
Yeah, which just didn't feel real to me. And now we're going to see through that. She doesn't. It's not real. This is all a play. This is all theater. In fact, this whole interview was theater. It was a staged TV show because the audience.
Have a town hall.
It's not a town hall. A town hall is when you invite in the public. They didn't invite in the public. They curated a handpicked audience. They asked them special questions like, you know, who's your favorite religious figure? Stuff like that. And then they would let them in, and then they handpicked questions that they gave to Erica Kirk before the show. So this is not a town hall with real questions. This is a TV show being staged by Zionist Barry Weiss. And so here's the moment. Here's the moment when I think everybody saw through her. Let's watch.
And yet there are a huge number of conspiracy theories, you might call them brain rot, that are spreading right now online about the actual story behind the reality. One, people say that Tyler Robinson was actually a MAGA Republican. Or two, some people say you are actually a Mossad agent sitting in front of me and you were Charlie's handler and Israel killed Charlie.
Right.
Other people say that a number of men in the crowd were wearing maroon t-shirts. And this signifies that his killing was an elite airborne operation, whatever that means. They say that the rings on your fingers, which are
your kids' initials, my wedding band, the Medal of Freedom, my engagement ring.
But apparently they symbolize some kind of secret plot. There's also a new theory that...
Wait, what's that, Kurt?
Those aren't the rings people were talking about. Nobody was talking about the rings of her kids' things. They're talking about a certain... I don't remember the stupid order of whatever Catholic bullshit, but it was something not good. Like Knights, the ones that were going to kill Luna... According to her opponent.
Okay.
She's not wearing the same shit, so that doesn't make sense.
Right. So they're, so, okay.
Egyptian aircraft have been tracking you.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? Why are there so many conspiracies spreading about what seems to be a pretty open and shut case?
Open and shut. Well, it seems like they're trying to shut it. And they're trying to shut it all right on our mouths because they don't want us to open it. They want us to shut it. So this is not an open and shut case by any
means.
Who does
it seem that way to? Barry Wise?
Yeah.
Jamie, look that up. Is it open and shut? Jamie, check that out.
Is it an open and shut case?
I've spoken to her. She's not impressive.
Barry Weiss is a very mediocre mind.
And why she got that
a
job.
A real hollowed out canoe of a puppet.
So this is complete theater. Okay, here we go. It's not an open and shut case by far.
This is the first time that we have seen evil on display where we have social media at our fingertips. Something so evil that happened, people are wanting answers immediately. They are wanting to figure out how to wrap their mind around this.
No, we just want answers. We want to question And then we want answers. And then we also want to question the answers. So this isn't when this isn't about we need something immediate. This is like we this is what you do. You know, how long you want us to wait to ask questions? Till after a guy's killed for this? Till after they execute a guy falsely? To after the narrative's already baked into America? What this again, these are all straw men. Straw men
all
after
of them.
All of them. Everything they're arguing is a straw man. Nobody's upset about the rings about with your kids. Although that does look gaudy to have a huge giant gold ring with your and you hide behind your kids' initials. That's a pretty gaudy.
And then you have fireworks at your husband's memorial.
Yeah.
I mean,
so wait, when you have
all things weird.
When you have a memorial that looks like a WWE fight. Yeah. It looked like a pro wrestling event. Anyway, here we go.
Why are you having a town hall at all, too, even if it's fake? Still don't get that.
Egyptian planes.
Do you believe that Tyler Robinson murdered your husband?
Yes, I do.
Why do you think it is so hard for so many people to believe that reality?
Because it's too simple. Again, everyone always has to think there's more to the story. Well, sometimes there's not. I've seen the autopsy report. I've seen our case pulled together. I've been in...
Rod, you've seen the...
I see it.
Why can no one else see it?
Can I see the thing without redactions on it? That
why
do you feel entitled to any trust whatsoever, any of these people?
You've
it's
seen
unreal.
This? Okay.
The nerve.
Constant contact with our lawyers, the prosecuting team. I've seen it all.
So she's seen it all.
Who did Epstein work for? Here's a question at the town hall I'd like to ask both of them. Who did Epstein work for?
So
Barry?
So the idea that it's too simple. No, what the problem is they think we're too simple.
We're not simple enough is
that,
the problem.
If this interview would have backfired any louder, it would sound like a gunfire coming from the wrong location at Charlie's assassination. And so here's Clint Russell says, I've never, can you turn this a little bit towards me?
Yeah.
I've never bought the Erica is a Mossad argument, but having a Mossad asset like Barry ask her questions makes me wonder. Also, this entire interview is a disaster. So scripted and fake. TPUSA is in trouble. Just the truth. That's what this is. So what happened was Candace Owens. So there's all these stages of when somebody's on to you, you try to ignore it. And that's what TPUSA tried to do. And they admitted it. The second stage is you try to discredit. And they've been trying to discredit Candace Owens. And it's not working. She's getting more popular and they're getting ratioed. And so now the third case is they're going to try to put the widow out to shut everybody up and hide behind the widow, except they made her the CEO of one of the most powerful political organizations in America. So now she can't hide behind that anymore. Now people have legitimate questions. She's the CEO. And then she's pretending that the people at TPUSA are somehow her family instead of employees at a huge corporation worth $140 million just in the last few months. So none of this is working. And so they got desperate, and that's what this is. So this last week, this media blitz by Erica Kirk, that's what this is. This is them desperate. This is their third stage of trying to manage this, and it's not working. This isn't working. No one's buying this. Okay, so... That was, by the way, that was not the clip that I thought I had, but it's just as good. But the moment everybody saw it through her, that was also nobody buys anything she's saying.
Oh, when Barry Weiss had a town hall for Erica Kirk, that's when I saw through it.
Yeah. So when you go to the number one Zionist in corporate news, which is Barry Weiss, on a news network that was just bought by a billionaire Zionist, who at the same time bought TikTok so they can control the narrative around a pro-Zionist, pro-Israel message. And that's where you go. It's completely unbelievable, suspect, and it makes you seem more guilty than if you didn't do this interview. And then the interview is a complete disaster, and it's a staged event. It's not a real town hall, and people know this. By the way, they couldn't even get advertising for this. So their normal advertisers would not advertise on this show. They had to get, literally, they were running Chia Pet commercials. No kidding. That was one of them.
Not even Paramount, owned by Larry Ellison's weird eyebrowless son, would advertise.
Right. So let me see.
Is there a difference, Erica, between forgiving someone?
Okay, so this is it. This is the moment when she couldn't hide it. She has these, what do they call, tells? She has tells, and you see it come right out of her. Remember, she was being pitched to us as the Mother Mary, as this beautiful woman who doesn't have a hate bone in her body. She already forgave her husband's killer. She's the greatest, most virtuistic, true virtue of since Mother Mary. Well, now we're seeing it's not. She's full of anger. Hey, like we pointed out before, it was easier for her to forgive her husband's killer than it is for her to forgive people asking about who killed her husband. She has
maybe because he didn't do it.
That's right. She has vitriol and hatred and fire for anybody looking into who killed her. You think she'd welcome it. But instead, she has all this vitriol, anger, and fire for those people, but nothing but love for the guy who killed. But watch that. Here it is. It slips out. Watch this. We're going to cover way more of this disastrous interview after a quick word from our sponsor. We'll be right back. You ever notice how just standing up after sitting too long feels like a full contact sport these days? Knees crack, back props, and suddenly you're wondering when walking to the fridge became cardio. It's not your fault. Modern life's made us too sedentary and our bones and joints pay the price. And that's why I came across the Juvent Micro Impact platform. It got my attention. This thing uses safe micro movements, not those high impact machines that can actually mess you up, to gently activate your body's natural systems that support mobility, comfort, and long-term vitality. Turns out people using this thing say they're feeling less pain, too. It can help you improve circulation, support bone and joint health, relieve constipation, and even boost your energy and lymphatic flow. If you haven't already, go back and listen to my episode with Juven's president to hear the science behind it. It only takes 20 minutes a day, and it's built for people who want to stay active, strong, and independent without risking injury. So here's the deal. Head over to juvent.com/door. That's juvent.com/DORE. And use the code DORE for $300 off. There's a six-week buyback guarantee and a 10-year limited warranty. So you've got nothing to lose except your pain and stiffness. Try it today. Your future self will thank you.
Is there a difference, Erica, between forgiving someone in a religious and spiritual sense, but also wanting justice for them here on earth?
So that's the real face, by the way. So this is not a good look. This is not the person you want out as your spokesperson for Jesus. This is not, if that's what the joy of the Lord looks like.
Yo, that don't make the face you show to the Romanian orphans before they get shipped off for right. God knows what.
So that's not a good face. And then watch the next face she makes. Watch
for
this.
Them here on earth.
No, of course. But we serve a just God.
I don't know if you could see that.
I saw it. What is that?
We serve a just God. She's like, what? Now watch. I'm going to play it through, and then I'm going to back it up, and we'll stop and start it. So let me play it through.
Is there a difference, Erica, between forgiving someone in a religious and spiritual sense, but also wanting justice for them here on earth?
No, of course. But we serve a just God.
Ugh.
And I rest easy in knowing that. He's sovereign, but he's just. And so let the Lord handle that.
Ooh, yeah. Hey, guess what? My God is gonna F you up. God's gonna get, oh yeah, ha ha. It's coming. My God is just and it's coming. They're gonna get it. I trust God to get them.
Who's gonna get, wait, are they gonna get the guy she forgave or the people that are asking about
it? So that's what I don't understand.
God is gonna get them all.
God's gonna get them all? So let's watch.
Well,
you know,
if you're Christian, you believe God's going to, I mean, they probably wouldn't say it that way, but you do think that. Wait. It's just strange that I don't know who she's talking about.
But I agree. So here's what I'm talking about. Let's watch this.
Earth. No, of course. But we serve a just God.
We serve a just God. It's coming. I already forgave him, but guess what? Guess what? It's coming.
For who?
It's coming. She's talking about Tyler right there.
Oh, okay.
She goes, yeah, I forgive him, but we serve a, well, here it is.
Earth. No, of course. But we serve a just God.
Ugh.
And I rest easy in knowing.
And I rested. She gets the even has evil eyebrows.
Okay, you and Barry don't serve the same God, bitch. So you know what your own fake religion you're pretending to be in says. You don't serve the same God, bitch. Sorry.
You don't serve the same God. Okay, here we go.
Knowing that he's sovereign, but he's.
Do you see that? Watch the eyebrows.
God. And I rest easy in.
That is such a sinister look she gave. That is such a, let me see if I can freeze it. And then she gets like the happy evil watch.
And I rest
easy knowing that I serve a just God. Watch this.
Easy in knowing that he's sovereign, but he's just. And so let the Lord handle that.
Let the Lord handle that.
Is he not controlled by Israel?
She's like smiling in the evil way. Watch.
Handle that.
Handle that. God's going to handle it. She does. So to me, it's over. So that this moment here was the end of it for her.
Of course. But we serve a just God. And I rest easy in knowing that he's sovereign, but he's just. And so let the Lord handle that.
Larry Ellison.
Let the Lord get the revenge that we all want. God's going to get him. God is going to get him. That's what that sounds like. Okay, so this was I got a couple more things I want to show you how bad this was.
How is he going to get him? With a kangaroo court?
So
a fake trial?
Again, but believe me, this was not a town hall. This was not an interview. This was a TV show that was staged and written by Barry Weiss, the biggest Zionist in corporate news right now. So let's the staging, the people who weren't allowed, the people at the top, they were not allowed in. They were not allowed in unless they had to answer questionnaires. One of them was, who's your favorite religious leader and why? Okay, so that's the kind of people that were in the town hall. And then they handpicked the questions. They gave it to Erica before. This is not a town hall or an interview.
They asked who their favorite religious leader is?
Yes. So here we go.
The podcaster Candace Owens, okay? At one time, a friend of Charlie's, at one time, an employee of Turning Point. She has been one of the main peddlers of these conspiracies, and she is making a huge amount.
Okay, she's not peddling conspiracies. She's asking questions. Why were the Egyptian planes following her?
Do you think Egyptian planes aren't real? Is that what they're suggesting?
Why is there no video of the guy taking the shot? Why is the only person in the crowd who saw the guy take the shot say he didn't take the shot? Why does AI, Grok, say that the sound waves don't match up with a high ballistic bullet from 120 yards away? It lines up with a smaller caliber closer. Why did they pave over the crime scene? Why did they lie about having drones in the air?
Why does Israel use Egyptian planes?
So there's a million legitimate questions. So they're all they're pretending. So they're not addressing any of the questions. They're just calling all the questions conspiracy theorists, and then they're throwing it over to the grieving widow to go be outraged. Go have righteous go have righteous indignation.
Of money on it. She is building her business off of these lies.
Okay. She's not building her business. Unlike you, Barry Weiss, Candace Owens actually built a successful online business already. It's called The Candace Owens Show. She gets millions of views all the time. She has been getting that for years. And this is nothing new. And so again, when you have to make up lies to try to discredit someone asking you questions, that's when I know you're lying and there's something there and Candace is onto something. And everybody else sees that too, because everybody else can see that she's giving a complete straw man. They're not telling you what her questions are. They're not asking you, why did they lie about the drone coverage? They're not asking you, why did Mikey McCoy leave immediately? Why did Mikey McCoy's dad lie about what Mikey McCoy did during the... Why did they immediately leave before his body hit the ground? He had turned and left. Then why did his dad lie about what he did? Why did they? There's a million legitimate questions to be asked. They're pretending like there isn't any.
Oh, no, these rogue podcasters are the ones. It's not their utter failures and Israel's losing.
Right.
Even with all owning our whole media.
Yep.
They're losing.
They're still losing.
You lost all the new generation from TikTok. That's why Larry Ellison, the god they speak of, bought
it. Had to buy it.
So your failure. She never goes, maybe we fucked up because she's a dumb puppet. It's why is it one person, one rogue person is saying this thing and... If it weren't for Candace Owens, yo, we're peddling that, assholes. We're peddling that here right now.
I like how
if Candace Owens was gone, the truth's the truth.
She calls it peddling. Here we go.
What do you want to say?
As opposed to what they're peddling here, which is complete propaganda. Okay.
I sell dildos when my daughter is a rabbi, you dumb bitch.
Okay, here you go.
To her and the other people that are putting these lies out into the world right now. Stop. That's it.
Okay, this is not the face that you want out there representing you.
Neither of their faces.
Nobody wants to see, nobody wants to hear from Barry Weiss. No one wants to see her.
Except Matt Taibbi. We don't know why.
We don't know why.
Figure it out.
Sir.
It's bizarre.
Stop.
Yeah, that's a bad look.
Motherfucker. How about that?
So just to show you the kind of manipulation. So this was not an interview. This was a emotional manipulation of people and a propaganda event. And so Barry Weiss, the head of CBS News, brought in props to ask questions. And we're going to have a little grief porn. Watch this.
Bob Milgram is the father of Sarah Milgram. Sarah was fatally shot last May outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C., alongside Yaron Lashinsky, her boyfriend. Sarah was just 26 years old when she was killed. Bob.
So that's who she brings in to ask a question. She's making this about anti-
Oh, another operative who sacrificed his kid the way Israel kills Jews all the time.
So they're making this
to advance itself.
She's trying to make this into some kind of anti-Semitism, fight against anti-Semitism. What? This is about Charlie.
You're a lesbian. That goes against Judaism. I don't know if you know.
Hang on.
Bacon? You think you're not supposed to eat bacon, bitch? I don't know if you know. Goes against it.
Let me quit interrupting. Let me finish this. So, so she's setting up grief porn. That's what she's doing. And she's trying to turn it into some kind of fight against anti-Semitism. So I don't have it. Here it is.
And the normalizing of centuries-old conspiracy theories about Jews.
So they've turned it into this thing. She turned the whole thing into this pro-Zionism, pro-Israel thing. And they're trying to pretend like the people who are asking questions are anti-Semite. This is called a TV show. This is called propaganda. This is not a town hall. This is not journalism. This is not an interview. This is 100% propaganda. And so this is the question and watch the answer.
Will you here condemn the individuals spreading that hate and speak out clearly enough against anti-Semitism so we can prevent another tragedy?
Yes, sir. First of all, I'm so sorry. You and I are a part of a very small club. Painful. But you're in good company, and I will pray for you. Sucks, doesn't it?
But do you condemn Hamas? That's my question. So this is called grief porn. That's all this is. This is, we got a guy whose daughter got killed. We got a woman whose husband was killed. Let's watch them have a grief off on national television for money. And to try to stop people questioning the official narrative on the behest of Israel, which it looks like they had something to do with it.
Why is she apologizing to him? Oh, I'm sorry. This is bizarre.
This is beyond bizarre. So hang on.
Hate is hate. It's evil. Charlie and I have always been very clear on our stance. Israel, Jewish people. It's awful. Awful. Anti-Semitism is what healing factor comes out of hating Jewish people? What healing factor comes out of hating Christians? What healing factor comes out? Hate in general. Nothing. Nothing. Charlie always would say very clearly, Jew hate was brain rot. He would always say it.
He would always say it. He would always say it. He would always say it.
I guess it is. Even though what does that have to do?
Even though the last things he said before he died was, these Jewish donors are playing into their worst stereotypes. I won't be bullied like this, and I'm not going to support Israel anymore. Even though that was his last words about it.
He didn't hate Jews.
And
he didn't hate Jews. I don't hate Jews.
I don't hate Jews.
I can't stand this bullshit I'm looking at.
That's right.
Fucking Israel.
We've been to Israel twice together. And to be able to walk in the place where our Lord walked.
Oh, I like how she goes from crying to smiling with ease.
The life in Technicolor. How could you hate that place? How could you hate the Jewish people?
Okay, nobody hates that place. Nobody hates Jewish people. These are all straw men. This isn't Charlie Kirk's investigation. It isn't about anti-Semitism. I thought it was about trans love. That's what they originally said. It was about trans love and left versus right violence. Now it's all about anti-Semitism. What in the F is there? So whatever they're trying to pull isn't working.
Who's our Lord?
So and
who's she talking about?
I know.
Why? Because you need to fulfill a conspiracy theory. I'm wrapped in, people say I'm a part of conspiracy theories all the time.
Well, when you have to do, working with an organization that gets investigated for running a PDF ring. Yeah.
Sick. And it needs to stop. We are human.
And it needs to stop. Why? This questions need to stop. Why do people need to stop questioning you? Why do people need to stop questioning the facts around Charlie Kirk's assassination? Why do you want people to stop questioning? This doesn't make sense.
Is he a vaccine?
How does it hurt you if people are out there asking questions about the investigation? How does that hurt? Why do you need them to stop? Why, unless you're trying to shield people from finding out information about TPUSA or the real killers? Why does it need to stop? If it goes nowhere, then it goes nowhere. Why do you need people to stop? So this is how people know she's full of it. It's nothing but one big straw man. It's not about what Candace Owens is even saying. They're straw manning everything, misrepresenting what Candace is doing, and they have no answers. And here's the final thing. I want to show you this. This was the guy who was asking Charlie a question when Charlie got killed. They bring this guy on. So this is not an interview. It's not a town hall. Again, this is a staged propaganda event by Zionist Barry Weiss at Zionist CBS.
Son of the Kimmel producer.
Yes. And watch this.
So in that spirit, will you condemn the violent rhetoric of Donald Trump, the most powerful and influential person on earth?
I appreciate your question.
I appreciate that, huh? I'm going to guess no. You're not going to?
You know my heart.
You know my heart.
Why would I ever say, yes, go murder people?
Look mean. Look angry.
This is so much deeper than just one. I understand your sentiment.
Oh, do you? You do?
But this is also so much deeper than just one person.
Is it about home?
This starts at the home.
Oh, it starts at the home.
Okay. This starts with family.
Look, this starts with family. Sounds like a principal giving you a talking down. Because you're getting scolded. So it starts with family, okay?
No one can afford that, a home or a family now, right. Thanks to all That's of right. you, the people I should trust.
Starts with a seed that grows and grows. Fuck? You can choose to have evil in your heart, or you can choose to have light.
What?
What you consume and what you absorb from the outside world will manifest itself.
What the fuck?
No, I will never agree with political violence.
What was the question?
My husband is a victim of it.
The question was, will you denounce Donald Trump's violent rhetoric? And she's not going to do that, but she's going to do all this machinations. Again,
I will answer questions you've never asked me.
Yes, I'm answering questions.
First of all,
no
one understand my question?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm a victim of it.
She's a victim.
But what I'm trying to say here is that we can blame everyone else. We have to look in the mirror. When you become a father, when you become a mother, how are you raising your kids? Are you taking responsibility, or are you giving them a device and saying, go down that rabbit hole? I'm trying to go to Pilates class. You can just sit in the corner and look at your iPad or look at your phone and go down that rabbit hole and see what you can learn from that instead of being a parent. So my call to action from that is, parents, step up.
I don't know what the hell she's talking about. I have no idea what she's talking about. And now she's castigating parents, but unnamed, unknown.
Yeah, the parent got the guy to turn himself in,
yeah,
lady.
She's just going on this moralizing crusade. And she's got that scold. She's a scold. She's always, and parents, step up. This is about when you be, it's, this is, so this is a disaster. And so they found out that this, her whole media blitz was a disaster. Even this staged event, that completely controlled theater by CBS News, was a disaster. They know it's a disaster, which is why on Sunday night, Erica Kirk reached out and asked Candace Owens, can we have a meeting? That's how bad this is going. They had to set up a meeting in person with Erica Kirk and Candace Owens. And guess who went to meet who? Erica Kirk flew to Nashville to see Candace Owens because they are panicked. And they called off their live stream. Remember, they were going to do a live stream and answer all Candace's questions. That's all been called off. And now there's a meeting between Erica and Candace in Nashville because they are panicked because she is such a bad spokesperson for them. And the grieving widow, as a shield to legitimate questions, is not working. This is a failure. Hey, come see me on tour January 11th in Waikiki, Hawaii, and January 30th in Los Angeles at the Comedy Store. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets.